With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Iran's supreme leader, hiding out since the start of the conflict with Israel, is rejecting President Trump's call for Iran's unconditional surrender. In making that demand, Mr. Trump adds, the U.S. knows where Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is hiding, but has no plans to kill him, at least not for now. Reportedly, nothing has been ruled out as the president meets with his national security team to discuss a U.S. response. It's day six of the conflict as Israel and Iran continue trading missile fire. Defense Secretary Hegseth may face questions about the volatile Middle East. He returns to Capitol Hill today.
The questions may be dominated by the escalation of airstrikes between Iran and Israel that threaten a potentially devastating regional war. But he's still expected to face sharp questions about his tenure, his opposition to women in combat, and efforts to shift funding from troop housing to border security. The U.S. has shifted significant numbers of refueling tanker and fighter aircraft to be able to respond if needed to the Middle East conflict, such as possible evacuations or airstrikes. Hegseth said this week that that was done to protect U.S. personnel and air bases. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
All those boarded up storefronts in parts of downtown Los Angeles, L.A. business owner Matthew Glazer says it's anything but welcoming for customers.
I think as long as that is kind of where we are as a status quo, like, people aren't going to come back because they're going to drive down the street and think, you know, either not open for business or not safe to, you know, patronize these places.
Mayor Karen Bass has now lifted the nighttime curfew in downtown L.A. Violent weather overnight across the Great Plains. The destructive storms that pummeled parts of Kansas and Oklahoma are moving east. And the East Coast is bracing for unsettled weather later in the week and extreme heat and humidity. Wall Street, Dow futures are up 30 points. This is SRN News. More bad news from Nigeria.
Muslim extremists have massacred nearly 200 Christians in the rest of northern part of the country. It's just the latest outrage in a couple of decades of persecution brought by multiple Islamic extremist groups operating in Nigeria. The government has tried to bring the terrorists to heel, but many observers say it's been a half-hearted effort. Despite the large Christian population in Nigeria, most of its governing officials are Muslims. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Centuries-old monasteries have been damaged by a series of earthquakes in a secluded monastic community in northern Greece. A magnitude 5.3 earthquake struck the region this month, followed by a series of both undersea and land-based tremors. The semi-autonomous monastic republic is one of the most important religious sites for Orthodox Christians. It's home to some 20 monasteries and observes a number of ancient traditions. This is SRN News. Can Israel sustain its battle against Iran even as it achieves key objectives? Analysis, Media Line's Felice Friedson.
While television screens worldwide remain bright with news reports of Israeli warplanes over Tehran and Iranian missiles intercepting in the Israeli heartland, the question of the war remains. Can Israel go it alone? As munitions are exhausted and battle plans become more complex, must the Jewish state enlist the direct participation of American forces to formulate its exit strategy? In a war only days old, but already noted for using deception and disinformation as a weapon in the Israeli and American arsenals, speculation over Washington providing the feared bunker-busting bomb, presumed necessary to complete its mission of eradicating Iran's nuclear program, remains rife. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.